Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now you might just be thinking about some Halloween baking this week. Chef Shane Smith is here to help. You're very welcome back, Shane. Good
Thanks
to see
me.
You. So the idea of baking with children conjures up the lovely Instagram-friendly images, doesn't it, of smiling faces and everyone having a wonderful time. But the reality is a lot of messes, sweat and tears, but you're here to try and get rid of all that
yes.
for us and make it nice and easy.
I think you have to prepare when you're baking with kids. I suppose it is going to get messy. That's one of the things. And you have to prepare for that mentally as well. Because
just, you know, accept it, don't just, you?
Yes, exactly. So again, it's just a matter of prepping in the kitchen, whether it's you're using something on the table to kind of cover the mess. But again, yeah, I think preparing for baking definitely does help. So that means weighing up ingredients in advance. If you're using food colouring, make sure that they're kind of wearing older clothes and stuff like that, especially around Halloween, because mm-hmm. there's going to be plenty of food colouring, I'd say.
Okay. And if you have a few children, giving everybody a job and not leaving anybody out is always a good thing to think yeah. about in advance as well. You're saying that you should let them choose the recipe?
Yeah, I think when you involve the kids from get-go, I think that they'll take a bit more responsibility on that. So if you want to pick or choose two or three recipes, or even just two recipes, and let them choose which one they want to do. And then if it's involving, it's a great way even for skills and maths and stuff like that. If when you're weighing up ingredients and the right amounts, and I even find with baking, it's a great science as well, where they you can explain to them, obviously, with the browning in the oven and how things rise and butter melting when it's hot but solid when it's in the fridge, little bits like that, where you, subconsciously you can kind of be giving them a little bit of a teaching as well while you're baking. But yeah, definitely choosing the recipe, I think, gets them involved a little bit more and they take a bit more ownership.
And you have some no baking recipes as well.
Yes, leave the oven off. I think that as well, this is a really handy one. So we're going to be sharing some recipes later on, but the no baking recipes are just brilliant. So there's little kind of witch eyeballs and little Oreo bat truffles as well, and that's just using sponge. So you can pick up your Madeira sponge and just crumble that up with some cream cheese, a little bit of vanilla, and just roll those into balls and chill them. And then you can dip those in chocolate, and then, as I said, buy all the sprinkles. You're going to need every sprinkle that you can get in town. Buy all of the sprinkles and decorate them that way. Again, I think with kids, I think that the journey sometimes is probably more fun than the destination. So again, just to be patient in that regard. It's very easy for me, I suppose, to say that with no kids, but I have nieces and a nephew, so I know what it's like. But again, as I said, the no baking ones are great.
And for the Halloween treats, the decoration really is key, isn't it?
Yes. Again, the little edible, I suppose, eyeballs, that's the one question I get asked the most. Where do I get them? So you do have to kind of, I suppose, order them online, or you can make them yourself, a little fondant. So like the white icing, just roll those and put a little dot in with chocolate in the centre, or you can just do it with white chocolate.
You did bring some in, and maybe if you show those to camera, Shane, just if you just hold up the box so people can see them, because I love the bats. I mean, they've got the eyeballs on them. Did you buy those eyeballs, or did you make them?
No, they're sugar ones. I bought those.
Okay.
So they leave it so much easier. But as I was saying, even if you have white fondant, like the icing, you can just roll them and put a little dot of chocolate in the centre.
And how did you make the bat wings?
The bat wings are piped just with chocolate. So it's a basically you just
I couldn't do that. I'd make a complete mess of that.
I always say, even if a bat has one wing, it's got character. You know what I mean? But again, I always say stencil. So print off or even sketch a little stencil on a sheet of paper, put your parchment paper over that, and you can trace your chocolate on top of that. It doesn't have to be perfect. As I said, I think it's the journey that's more fun, and if they have three wings, even better.
Okay, so we'll just go with it then. You have the Rolo biscuits, spider biscuits.
They're really popular. Again, I think what I would say to you is, if you have a cookie recipe that you know works really well, I think we're going to be sharing a lovely gingerbread recipe later on. That's a really nice one. So if you use that as a base staple recipe, then you can decorate, whether it's a gingerbread person that you're making, or the little spider cookies, or Day of the Dead cookies, all those kind of things. Use your base cookie recipe and just decorate rated then. So the little Rolos are nice, again, a touch, or even just loads of sprinkles on top. Halloween sprinkles are really nice.
Now, you're saying to try food colouring gel rather than liquid colouring. Explain to me the difference
yes.
and why you say that.
So there's two types, obviously. You have the one that's in the bottle that's liquid form.
Yeah.
You don't get a great colour payoff on that. They're good. The red one is quite good, but the different, like the blues and yellows, you're better off getting a gel, which is firmer. You use a lot less of it and you get much, much better colour.
In baking
payoff.
Or in for baking. Decorating? Oh, in baking.
In baking and decorating. For both. So you just get a more intense colour. So if you're looking for a pink more than a sludgy brown, then yeah. I would say go with the gel, because you do get a better payoff, and also you use less of it as well. That's what I'm saying to you, just ensure if you have gloves or if you use a little toothpick when you're taking it out, just it's a lot easier for cleanup then as well.
And we're talking about this because people might have have a little bit more time maybe this week because people tend to be off a little bit more. But you're saying if you do a bit of baking, involve your children because it's such a good life skill. That's how you learned. We spoke about that the last time.
Exactly. I think I throw back to baking with my mum and stuff, and even remember watching my granny baking as well. So it's one of those skills. And I think that it's such a hot topic at the moment about kids and knowing how to cook, and even when they get older and they're going to college and stuff. So it's a great platform, I think, for kids at a young age. So when you start early with them, that they know their way around a kitchen, they'll never go hungry if they know how to make some chocolate chip cookies as well.
Yeah, I mean, but this, what we're talking about now this season with Halloween, they can be a little bit complicated. They're really fun, but it's not the easiest, is it, maybe?
No, I think that there are other, I suppose, celebrations for Christmas and stuff you can do a little bit more. Halloween is a little bit more technical, I suppose. But as I said, if the has three wings or the roller cooker, just a matter of it has one eye, it has character, and that's the main thing.
We're going to put the recipes up on the website and people will find them there. The skeleton gingerbread cookies, I know you touched on those. Now that's a real cheat because you just make your gingerbread man with your cutout shape, and then you're drawing in the skeleton on
the top. So basically you're just using your base recipe again of gingerbread, cutting out your gingerbread person and then you're mixing in a bowl just icing sugar and water, and you're creating a nice paste and you're just piping that on. So if you're using like a little food bag that you generally decorate for piping, you just pipe on little skeleton bones on top then as well, and little dots of chocolate for the eyes as well. So it's how you decorate it.
Do you have any tips on that icing as well? Because I've seen some that you can buy, they're already in the tube, and some of them say extra strong. Now I think that they're great, they give you a great result, and they're easier to control.
Yes, I think when you're decorating, if you get the little pens or the little coloured pens as well, that does save on cleanup, it saves on mixing as well. If you can get those, they're great. Now I do find if you're not using them that frequent, it's a kind of a once off use. If you forget about them, they do seize up a little bit sometimes. Okay. So, but if you don't have those or can't get your hands on them, just sieve your icing sugar so it's not lumpy, and then add in a little bit of water. You can't take the water back out. You have to add more icing sugar. So again, just go easy on it. Add in a tiny bit of water, like a tablespoon at a time, and then whisk it until you get a really smooth paste. If it's too runny, just add in a little bit more icing sugar until you get a consistency that holds its shape when it pipes.
And put your colour in there.
Put your little drop of colour again. So if you don't have the gel and you're using the liquid, so almost use the liquid as your water replacement as well, because if you're going to be adding in more water on top of that, it'll be too runny. So to get a better colour payoff, you can just use the liquid colouring then instead of water.
Okay, well look, the recipes will be up there very shortly. That's rte.ie/today. CB, Shane, great to see you. Thank you very much for coming in. We'll eat some of those bats now during the news with Brian Jennings.